Welcome to 95 Mike Daily for Wednesday, May 15th, 2019. I'm Zach Hall. Apple has released new software updates for iPhone, iPad, Mac, Apple TV, Apple Watch, and HomePod this week. For iPhone and iPad, iOS 12.3 includes AirPlay 2 support for sending videos, photos, and music to smart TVs that work with AirPlay 2. And Apple's redesigned TV app is now available with support for subscribing directly to channels including HBO and Showtime in the TV app. Apple TV channel subscriptions don't require separate apps, and videos played inside the Apple TV app without jumping to another app. And it works with streaming and offline downloads. And subscriptions are shareable with Apple's Family Share feature for up to 6 people. And Samsung smart TVs from 2019 and select models from 2018 are receiving a firmware update that adds AirPlay 2 support and the new TV app from Apple, letting you watch, rent, and purchase movies and TV shows from iTunes. The new Apple TV channels feature works the same way with subscriptions. If you don't have a new Samsung smart TV, Apple has released the new TV app on the last 3 versions of the Apple TV box as well, including Apple TV 4K, Apple TV HD, and the 3rd generation Apple TV that's long been discontinued. HomePod gains the ability to join enterprise networks that require unique credentials. This is good for universities and other types of Wi-Fi network like that. And macOS 10.14.5 includes bug fixes that repair some broken apps. On the Apple Watch, watchOS 5.2.1 expands the ECG app to even more countries, and Apple's Pride Face gains both a new full-screen digital design and a new analog version with 2 styles for the first time. Apple has also announced new features coming to Apple Pay, including support for NFC stickers that let you pay with Apple Pay by tapping your iPhone or Apple Watch without downloading an app for services like renting Bird electric scooters and paying for parking meters. And Kenwood has a new line of CarPlay receivers, 7 models total, including new wireless CarPlay options, with prices starting from $600 for wired and $800 for wireless. Kenwood first unveiled the new lineup at CES in January and now expects to start shipping the new receivers sooner than expected. And if you haven't seen it yet, check out Jeff Benjamin's Beats Power Beats Pro hands-on video review that is live on youtube.com/9to5Mac. Read those stories and more on 9to5Mac.com.